Now, this is very excited. Very exciting news. There's a pop-up community market coming to Moona next month, and it's called To the North. Mm-hmm. Now, it's brought to you by the good people at St Albie. I was there. Was that Saturday night? Yeah, it was Saturday night.
How many reds did you have?
Just one bottle, mate. Maybe a few espresso martinis. Good food, good people. And to chat to us a little bit more about it, please welcome to the show. We've had her on before from St Albie Bar and Eatery. It's Lucy Bagan.
Luce.
Morning.
Welcome. Just first things first, thanks so much for coming in nice and early. Just tell us a story that you managed to avoid the dressing of a nearly two-year-old.
I was happy to get on out and not have to do that. So
yeah, right.
I feel a bit bad saying that.
I love
my baby.
You've done it so much, it's okay to handball it every now and then.
Yes, I have handballed it this morning.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Before we chat about the markets, chat to us about St Albie. How are things going out there?
Everything's really great. You obviously came on Saturday night, so I'm very, very biased, but it's just got the best vibe, I think, and beautiful food, and it's busy, and love my staff and love our customers, so I actually feel really blessed. It's wonderful.
Talking about the vibe, as soon as you walk in there, I mean, you're pretty much transported to somewhere else. It's absolutely stunning when you're in there. You can be in there for hours because, as you said, the vibe is so cool. The way you've set the restaurant up is just absolutely unreal.
And I think also it's such a nice contradiction because you're out in Albert Road and then you get to go into Albie's and you're like, whoa, so that kind of works for us as well.
Yeah, mum and dad visiting and then they were like, where are we? And then we're like, look at this place is magic. Yes. Mum and dad want to move there.
Into St Albie?
Yeah.
Room out the back, Luce? Or?
I dream about that. I'm like, oh, I'll put my bed up on the mezzanine and just look out over the restaurant. So
talk to us. So what, this market idea, how did you come up with this? What was the thought process there?
Well, I always used to... I always thought that I'm a very proud northern suburbs girl, and I always thought that we needed something fresh produce, farmers market, just a vibe out the front or so. I don't know. I always thought about it, and I thought about it before I was pregnant and then wanted to do it and then got pregnant and then couldn't even focus on with baby brain, had a baby and then was really naive about motherhood and then thought there's no way I could do it. And when he's a toddler, I thought, why not?
Terrible twos.
Yes,
let's
here
do
we
it.
Come. Let's
what
just bring it all
timing.
On. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what can people expect from the North Market?
Well, it's Glenorchy City Council has put on this a thing called Showcase, where they ask the northern suburbs community to come up with ideas to activate the Moona Hub. So I thought it was a perfect time to do a community pop-up market. So we're collaborating with a few other northern suburbs initiatives. So there will be fresh produce. We're going fresh produce, flea, arts and crafts. There's going to be, you know, kids activities, street art, performances.
Wow.
So a real vibe of the northern suburbs.
Like,
yes.
I love the idea of everything from the north sort of being there, but then also like this cool thing that people can go to every weekend.
Well, it's not every weekend yet.
I'm just putting it out there.
Every day we're doing it. I'm just going to go through this every single day.
But at the moment it is once. June?
We're doing it. It's a one-off pop-up community market. In my head, I would love it to be seasonal.
Yep.
So I just really have to see how the community feels about it, if they get behind it, if they want it, if they feel that it's a need for it, because I'm really only doing it for the community. There's no other reason that I am doing it. Mm. So if everyone loves it and wants to come along, if they want to come along every Sunday, maybe we could do that.
If people are listening and they want to sell something, they want to be involved, what is the best way to go about that?
Go to St Albie's website and there's a little link called To the North. So you can go there. All the details are there. But we would love anyone who has a stall, whether it's fresh produce, art and craft, as I said, or want to sell, you know, old fashions, just send us an email and we'll send you the expression of interest form and it's the best way to go. But would love anyone involved that wants to be involved because it's will be a great thing to get behind.
Absolutely.
Accidental
and it works.
No, you meant it.
Yeah,
he wrote it down.
Lucy Baker from St Albie. This is an awesome initiative to the north. As we said, go to the St Albie website if you do want to be a part of it. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.